It's time for Building Alaska on KFAR Radio, brought to you by Gen Solar, the Fairbanks leader in sustainable, reliable energy solutions. And now, Building Alaska.
Welcome, everybody. This is Building Alaska on KFAR Radio. My name is Jesse, and with me, I have Josh Church. Josh has been on the show last week. We've had an awesome show. We covered a lot of great points, a lot of good things, and we're going to pick up where we last left off. For those people who don't know, Josh Church got elected as the Lieutenant Governor here in Fairbanks. It's been a really awesome journey. We've been praying. We've been supporting them from the start. We've had Dave Bronson on the show a couple weeks ago. For those who missed it, really awesome show. We talked a lot about politics. We talked about PFDs. We talked about trawlers. We talked a lot about what's happening behind the scenes in the state, you know, and it's important to know these things, right? You live in a state. Why not know what's happening? And that's what we do on Building Alaska. We don't only focus on just building this great state, you know, economically or financially. But another big thing that we do here is we talk about what's going on in the mind, right? Everything starts in the mind. The biggest battlefield that any one of us will ever walk across is the battle in the mind. All the thoughts that run through our minds is our responsibility, whether we're going to let it sit in there, whether we're going to act on them, or whether we're going to filter them out. You know, one of the biggest things that I've learned in my life is, you know, thoughts are everything. Everything out of everything that's going on in your life, it starts with a thought, right? A thought becomes a decision. A decision becomes an action. Action becomes a lifestyle. And it really changes, right? Those habits are either going to be good ones or bad ones. And so on Building Alaska, we talk about mental health, right? It is important to talk about what's happening in the mind. A lot of people have mental health issues that we, you know, brush aside and call them crazy. But, you know, if we are people who care, we should be those people who are going to reach out and talk to people, right? Help them get out of, you know, the dark holes that they live in that they don't want to talk about. You know, so many people that we walk by or drive by. Have you guys ever stopped at a stoplight and just looked around, looked at your car on your left or your right or just in the rear? Have you taken a moment and looked at these people and thought, maybe these people are not doing well? Maybe these people are contemplating suicide. Maybe they're going through financial issues. Maybe they're going through marital issues. Maybe they are at their breaking point where they're going to snap and they might do something that they're going to regret, maybe take their life. You know, everywhere I go, I have these thoughts, and it's not, you know, a mindset where I feel like I'm going crazy if I don't think like that. I've cultivated this mindset because I actually do care about people. And you guys, for those who are tuning in every single weekend, you guys know my heart. I talk a lot about love, and, you know, love that you can express in many different ways, right? It's not just through finances. It's sacrificing, you know, your time, your weekends, your days, to be around people and to be a good influence. And so with me, I have Josh Church, and Josh, we were talking a little bit before the show about, you know, what's happening around the state, you know, politics and the many things that you are involved in. And one of the things I wanted to ask you, Josh, is, you know, for our listeners, right, you do so much behind the scenes in the state of Alaska, a lot in Fairbanks, and I don't think many people know exactly what you do, but I wanted to ask you, you're in politics, you're involved in a lot of different things around the state. Who you are and what you do, I wanted to ask you, why do you care? Why do you care about politics? Why do you care so much? Because I don't think you just woke up one day and you're like, well, I'm going to get involved in this and this is going to be my life. What happened? What was the core of this decision that you made to get into the line of work that you're in?
I think that we're all born with certain giftings or leanings. You know, some people are born a little more compassionate. Some people are born more creative. Some people are born more seeking justice. And I was born a little bit more with a desire for justice, but I didn't understand it. I didn't like bullies from a young age. It just really boiled me when I saw someone taking advantage. I think that's part of what drove me to join the Marine Corps. I had this sense that I wanted to fight and, you know, protect America and protect Americans from terrorism. And so I had this idealistic drive within me to do things and fight. And it took me a long time of studying and thinking and processing to get where I am now. And So the Greek word for idiot stems from someone who's private, who's a loner, right? And then, so if we take that concept and we say, look, if you only care about yourself, you're kind of an idiot. You need to be involved. We are built as people. We're built for relationships, for love and community. That's if you're selfish and self-centered and you're not caring about the people around you, like you just talked about, looking at your friends and your neighbors, then you have a useless life, right? And so it's great to become, to get on the FIRE movement and become a millionaire or to retire early or to build a great business or whatever passions you have. I know we've got a lot of entrepreneurs on this show. That's amazing. God's put that in your heart. You have this desire, this ability to build and create things. But what are you doing for the people around you? And I had this desire to like fight, but I didn't realize that desire to fight was really just an unrefined, like you have to work through some of these things and get to the core of it. And the core of it is like a desire for justice, which stems out of a love. And Romans in the Bible, scripture talks about that the sword, the government is not there to oppress those who are doing right, but it's there to oppress those who are doing, to punish those who are doing evil, right? And so our government should be helping out and protecting people. One of the I consider myself a Christian, and one of the verses that I live by is true religion is to care for the widows and the orphans in their distress. And so I don't think you can be a good person. I don't think you can be a man of faith. I don't think you can be following God if you're not trying to reach out and love and care for your community and the people around you. And I think that looks different for everybody. For some people, you know, they need to be involved in their if they care about pro-life, if they care about kids, if they're a dad, they need to be giving to pro-life organizations. For other people, they need to be caring for homeless. There's different areas, but you need to be doing something to help those around you. Otherwise, your life will be hollow. I was in Sangin, Afghanistan in 2010, which is the worst year in the entire global war on terror in both Iraq and Afghanistan. Sangin was the worst fighting of the entire spot. The unit 3-5 that I got brought into support got the most casualties of any unit in the entire war.
Oh, wow.
We got brought in to shield them and reduce their casualties because they had so many killed and wounded. So that was some of the hardest fighting of the entire war. And I saw in that moment, that was one of those moments. You said, what is one of those moments? It's one of those moments where I stopped and I stood back and I looked and I started trying to understand myself better. And I saw there that the policy leaders, the people who run government, they can cause great harm. Just like a father who abuses his children can cause great harm, or a father that loves his children can set them up with such blessing. You know, it says in scripture, a good man leaves an inheritance for his children and his children's children. And I think that inheritance can be more than just money or a business you leave. It can be a legacy of integrity and love. Yeah. And so I saw in 2010, I said, what are our leaders doing? We've been fighting for 10 years. We went on to fight 10 more years in Afghanistan, and I knew with very short order when I was in Afghanistan that we were going to lose that war. And so I wondered, why are my friends fighting and dying over here? Why are we killing people over here? And so that was the moment when I began to say, what's wrong with our country's leaders? But I didn't know. You asked, well, you got to do something. How do you get involved? How do you even start? And I didn't know the answer to that. I knew I had this desire to fight that drove me into the Marine Corps, but then I saw the leaders were abusing that. They were wasting the lives of our soldiers on pointless wars. So I ended up getting out, and I come back to America, come back to Alaska, and I just processed that for years, tried to understand, what do I do with this? And there was an admiral who gave a speech that I watched, and I read some Jordan Peterson's, and I read some scripture. And one of the things I kept hearing was, you know, the admiral said, well, you start your day, don't try and solve the world problems, make your bed first, you know, start small. And that's the theme that I kept seeing is, you know, that God gives people different talents and abilities. And so take wherever you are and start somewhere. And, you know, my dad used to talk about that. He used to say, like, people will, like, say, oh, when I get rich and famous someday, I'll give a bunch of money to charity. And he's like, you won't. If you don't give with the resources you have now, like, you won't later. So if you say you care about, you know, life and you go to church and you care about the sanctity of life and you believe that, you know, God created every person and they have value, you better be giving some money to the national pro-lifers or to the local pro-lifes. You better be putting some money, start with something and do whatever it is in your power. Do something. And so that's where I started getting involved in the community. Once I was out of the military, I said, okay, well, I'm going to get on the animal control board. I like dogs. My wife has horses. I like animals. And I'm a numbers guy. And I looked on the board and they had an open seat. And I thought, looks like the borough's not doing well with their finances. And there's nobody on that board who understood finance. So I said, well, I like animals and I maybe can add some value because I know numbers, right? Mm-hmm. I'm in finance. So I got on the Animal Control Commission and served there for a few years. And so I would just say, like, start with whatever, do the next thing in front of you. You see some opportunity to be the change you want in the world, just do that, right? Whatever it is, but don't just talk about it. Put some action behind it and get involved. And you don't know where your life is going to go, where those opportunities lead. We can't plan that all out, but as you start to be faithful in little things, you'll be given more responsibility.
Yes, yes.
And so just the same way you start when you're going to open a business, you seek one customer and then you find another one and you don't know where the next customer is coming from. You just start doing the thing, doing the right steps, and you know, you'll fail sometimes, you'll hit your wall, head against a wall sometimes, but eventually you'll do a lot of good and you can be, that's one of the beautiful things I love about entrepreneurs is if you get successful and you build a business and you accrue a lot of wealth, that's because you saw a need that people had. That's the thing about business is it's voluntary. You have a product and I want that. I see that that'll help my life, make my life better. So a good business owner is solving people's problems and adding value in the world, right? And the same thing I think applies to everything else. And for me, I look at some of the problems that I see in government and how it affects people's life. And I don't want to get emotional, but like my heart breaks with some of the stories I hear of abuse in our communities and how OCS is not, which is the Office of Child Protective Services, and our state, it's not protecting the kids well enough. And then we look at, even less contentious issues, but when the agencies aren't working well and the call center and the maps don't work well with EMS, I had just had a conversation with a fire chief recently. They're, because of this miscommunication and, well, that's not our department and this and that, and these them not working together, it actually slows down your response times for your paramedics and the ambulance getting there. So people's real lives are effective. And when government doesn't work well, right? And so for me, that's really what it's about, is it's like, do you care about your community? Well, step up and do something. And you don't have to be able to run for governor. Like I looked at this a long time ago in national politics because I used to read the news and get involved and like argue with friends about it. And then one day I realized, like, if I convinced 20 or 100 of my friends who to vote for president, it will have zero impact on the election. And we're just creating division between each other that I don't have the ability. Other people have the ability to influence that race. I don't, but I have the ability to influence my city council race. I have the ability to influence a vote on the finance committee. Right. And so just get involved and other opportunities will come up. Because I was on the city finance, then I got invited to the borough finance committee. And there's just one thing leads to another, but if you really have a heart to serve, put it into action. That's really my call.
Yep. Wow. That's really good. Very good. Guys, we're going to cut to a short break. Don't go anywhere because when we get back, we're going to give you guys some examples for those people who want to get plugged in.
Building Alaska will be back after these messages on KFAR Radio.
Fitz is raving about the technology available for your home from the folks at Gen Solar. From the Tesla solar technology and their amazing sleek power walls to the always dependable Generac system and EcoFlow battery systems, all for your home or business, all designed to keep your home safe from power outages while feeding power back to the grid and saving you time and money. See for yourself and get all of your questions answered in their amazing new showroom, 29 College Road, right across from the Bentley Mall. Open 9 to 5 Monday through Friday. Gen Solar.
How do you get the smoking best deal in town on just about anything? On 50-50 Fridays. Duh, that's how. 50-50 Fridays partners together with your favorite local merchants to bring you great new deals of half-off savings. Simply go to this station's website and click on the 50-50 Fridays button at the top of the page to see what new deal is being offered each week. Get ready to score your half-off deals on such items as dining out, entertainment, services, activities, events, and even more. Shop 50-50 Fridays. You'll spend less. You'll have more. And even if it isn't Friday, be sure to check back with the 50-50 Fridays page regularly, where you can discover unclaimed half-off deals that may still be available. Every 50-50 Fridays week, you'll hear about the upcoming offer daily on 8 of the most listened to radio stations in the interior. Can your business benefit from a week of saturated, enthusiastic promotion on 8 radio stations? The answer is yeah. Sure. Why wouldn't it? Talk to us. 50-50 Fridays, brought to you by the radio station, your local family of radio stations.
Spend your Saturdays with KFAR Radio for local programs, starting with Alaska Realty Today from Next Home Arctic Sun Realty at 11 a.m. The Buzz at 11:30, brought to you by the Tanana Herb Company, followed by Health Talk with Dr. Scott Looper from White Spruce Medical at noon, Compo's Outdoor Show at 12:30, Fairbanks Foodies at 1 p.m., Explore Fairbanks at 1:30, The Drive with Glacier Garage at 2 p.m., followed by Building Alaska with Jen Solar. Weekends just got local with KFAR Radio. And now, back to Building Alaska on KFAR Radio.
Welcome back, everybody. This is Building Alaska on KFAR Radio. I have Josh Church on today's show. For those people who are just tuning in, we've had Josh on the show talking about, you know, getting plugged in, using the desires that you have, that you were born with, right? Everybody has some kind of gift. Everybody has some kind of desire. Everybody has some kind of talent that they bring into this life. And unfortunately, a lot of people have that, you know, it's censored in their life, right? A lot of people, you know, go through childhood, suppressing those desires, nobody's going to care about that. Nobody's going to think about that in the future. Nobody's going to invest in that. Nobody's going to listen to you. Do you know how many people have pushed those thoughts that, you know, that were going into the minds of those people who have actually had those desires and dreams just because somebody came up to them and told them that you couldn't do it? But when they took that desire and they're like, you know what? I don't care. I'm not going to focus on the negativity. Just because they can't see it doesn't mean I can't. And so what they do is they go out there, they start, you know, plugging themselves in, and they're such an influence on their communities that there are programs that are being launched. There are funds that are being brought into these programs. Those funds are being allocated for families who actually need help. Some services that are provided for families that were never able to afford it. Guys, you want to build, you want to be a part of a great change. Be that part, be that person, be involved. And it doesn't require anything to get started. If you don't know where to get started, what's the point of bringing $1 million if you don't even know what to do? The biggest thing you can do is to start talking, make yourself present. We've talked a lot about this on the previous shows where, you know, you want to be a part of the change, attend these little community services where, you know, they're picking up trash, or maybe it's, getting involved in one of those little meetings that you have in your neighborhoods to talk about the road system, talk about, you know, the trees, talk about whatever's going on. And the reason why is because you start off with an idea and it starts to grow, right? Your input changes a lot. It gets people's gears going. And that's why it's important, guys, if you want to get plugged, if you want to be a part of the change, start somewhere. Josh, you were just talking about that not too long ago, right before the break. If you could just, we're going to pick up right where you last left off. And so if those people who are listening have the desire, I hope that you pay attention, because everything that Josh has been saying so far he has been giving us the golden nuggets on how to make this happen.
Yeah, I really appreciate what you're saying. If you don't have the desire, sit down, find some quiet time, go on a walk in the woods, and think and pray about, like, what is your purpose on this earth? Is it just to enjoy life? I think a hedonist lifestyle of just seeking pleasure for yourself, it'll be a hollow victory. You'll wind up hollow. So we all need to have the desire. And for those that have the desire to help people, sometimes we get bogged down with, I can't do enough. The problems are too big. But, you know, when I started my construction company, we were doing remodels of people's decks, building new decks, tearing old decks off. These are not like huge jobs, right? And then eventually it worked up. I buy a house and I'm going to remodel the house and flip it, right? And well, it didn't, the market wasn't working that well. So then we rented it out for a few years before we sold it. And so you just start with something, right? And then you move forward. And if it's, that's the same in business. Now I've got a commercial property. And guess what? In that commercial property, there's a homeless shelter, right? And if you care about the homeless, go down there and volunteer at night to help clean up, you know, and like find something in. I didn't start that homeless shelter. I don't have anything to do with it. It just happens to be I bought a building that has one, right? And the point is, though, that there are opportunities everywhere where you can get involved. You can plug in. And maybe that's going down to your local, you know, political party meeting. Maybe it's going down to your church. But find an area where you can start to serve, start, you know, giving a little bit of your time, giving a little bit of your money. Those two things, we work for our time and then we invest it. And I kind of have two, some people don't have a lot of money and that's fine. Give where you can with your time, acts of services, right? In the political world, they get donations to buy airtime to get in front of voters to get their message out. Mm-hmm. Well, you know, another way you can do that, if you don't have money to give to help that campaign, you can volunteer to go knock on doors and talk to people, right? And put up signs. So there are other ways, and it doesn't have to be just politics. It's everything in life. Be the change. Whether, like you said, part of the reason we're running here is because there's too much crime. There's too much homelessness. There's too much drug addictions. Our streets are dirty. Well, organize a community thing and clean up the streets too, right? So you can start with anything. Just start small, but just do something. And then I'll put a little challenge. I think a lot of people say, I don't have any money. I can't get involved. I'm going to push back on that for a lot of people. You got a Netflix account. You bought a new TV for $500. Like, I like guns. I bought a Glock is a cheap gun. I bought one a few years ago. It was $500, right? We spend money on the things that we value. And so take a hard look and say, wait, I say that I value this thing, but have I given any money this month to this cause, right? Because did I go out to, I'm not saying you can't enjoy your life, but like a lot of us have more ability than we want to admit, yes, right? And so, and maybe that for you isn't giving to a political campaign, but maybe that's going out and, the homeless shelter, maybe that's helping with kids, a Boys and Girls Club or whatever it is, but get involved and start being the change you want in this world. I think that whether you're religious or not, whether you believe in Christ or not, there's universal rules that govern the world. There's, some people call it karma. Some people say what goes around comes around because there are laws that govern the world. And so if you recognize that, you can choose to live for yourself or you can choose to give and help other people, and I think you'll have a better life. I've done some things in my life that some people have some pride in. I became a black belt martial arts instructor. I got into special forces. I'm a combat veteran. You know, I've jumped out of airplanes. I can list some things, you know, that I could take some pride in, but I can't replace the feeling of the nothing else compared to like when I had my daughter and my two sons, like that feeling, it's so much more important than any of those accomplishments I did. And so I think a good life, true happiness in life comes from serving others and love and community, being involved, right? And so whether that's looking on your local borough or county website or your town and finding a committee you can get involved with or going down and testifying when there's an issue, but just start getting connected and getting involved. I think that people too often we sit and we're passive and we wait for somebody else to come along. We want this David and Goliath, you know, we want some some hero to come in and save it. Yeah. And it's like,
Yeah, sometimes that happens, but most of the time, it's small, regular people doing the right thing day in and day out, and that's what makes a community a good place to live. That's how you help people. So for me, you know, I look at different people who have blessed me in my life and challenged me. And I lost someone in Afghanistan, and he used to make jokes all the time about how he was, you know, looking forward to being that grumpy old man on the porch who could yell at kids because you can kind of get away with that. And I used to like dread getting older. And I think like, I'll probably die when I'm 30 or 40. I'll do something risky. I'll live an aggressive life and I won't make it that. I didn't want to get old, but he really looked forward to it. He thought it would be fun and cool to be an old grandpa. And so I remember that. And I think I need to honor him and I need to honor this gift of life that I've been given. And if my knees hurt walking down the stairs, like, okay, that's a good thing. That's a blessing. I'm still here to feel that. And so I think that's what life's about is being grateful for where you are, what you've been giving, and finding a way to help others around you. And for me, because I'm a numbers guy and I'm a big picture thinker, I can look at policies and how do we reform this organization and how do we, and because I'm a justice, that's where my passion is. I think, how do we make government serve the people? So that's what I want to do. But other people have different areas. That's fine. It takes all kinds to make this work. So I would just say, if you don't know, go to your local like GOP, you know, Republican meeting, find out where they are, plug in with them and say, how can I help? What can I do? Start getting involved, start learning. Like you said, talking to people. You might think you know about the issues and maybe you do, so start talking to people. And then you might just be open to realize where you might be wrong and get feedback and learn. I think the only way we fix this country and we fix this state and we fix our communities and our towns and is we start with what we can control. And that means taking care of your family, but then broadening out and look at how do I help my neighborhood and how do I help the people around. And there is, everywhere you go now, there is a dearth of people getting involved. You know, I've almost never found any organization that is like, oh, we've got enough people. We don't need your help. So don't worry about that. You have some giftings and abilities and talents that God has given you. Get involved, plug in. And maybe that's, you know, getting your business involved too. Like if you have a business, that maybe there's a way you can use that to help serve in the community. I think that that's how we move this forward. Does that answer your question?
Yes, very. Thank you so much. That's very, very detailed. You know, as you're talking, I'm just thinking about where I started. Okay, your gifts, I wish I had. I'd love to be involved with how much you are involved in this town and the city and the state. But unfortunately, I was given different gifts. Well, not unfortunately, but I was given different gifts. And, you know, maybe those who are listening can relate to this as well. It's, you know, everybody's got a specific gift, okay? And when I was a kid, I would always think, what am I going to be when I grow up? This is a huge question that kids have. Oh, I'm going to be this, I'm going to be that. It never really turns out to be that because once you start applying those thoughts in those conversations, you're going to start to realize what you really want. As a kid, you don't know what life is going to be like when you get 30, right? Mm-hmm. When you hit that 30 mark, things change. You know, your perspective, you know, the paradigm, everything changes. And so, you know, where I started is, a lot of you guys know that are tuning in every single weekend, that I started out at a rehab center in 2014. And I shared my testimony once. And from that moment, I had somebody, it was at a church, it was at a local church in Chicago. From that moment on, people started talking because they could relate to my testimony. Long story short, because we're running out of time, guys, that conversation turned into a whole 10 years of a life experience that you can't get at school. You can't read about it. You just experience it. I had everything covered, airfare, stay where I had to stay, cars, rental. Guys, because I had something to offer, I just simply spoke and everything was being taken care of. Guys, if you have a desire, start somewhere. For those people who are not used to building Alaska, guys, we're here not only to build a state physically, but also in the mind. Josh, thank you so much for being on the show. Guys, we are coming to an end. Stay tuned in, guys, for next weekend. We have a special announcement and we'll see you guys then.
You've been listening to Building Alaska on KFAR Radio, 97.5 FM and 660 AM. To listen back to this or any past programs, simply log on to kfarradio.com and go to our archives page. Building Alaska is a production of Last Frontier Media Active and this radio station.